It's me, Mario. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Uncensored, the podcast where the truth comes from the balls. Welcome back, Carrot Kingdom. We love you. And today, it's just me and Jeff.
Surprise.
Dude, it's been a minute since we have done this. The last time was at the Gavian Awards in Vegas.
Which was awesome.
When you crawl out of the hotel room bed and you're drunk to my face. Still trying to get that image erased from my memory.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I was sleepwalking.
I feel like it was fully planned. Dude, yeah, so life's been crazy, man. We've been like, I've been traveling, going to New York for comedy and stuff like that, and you've been going, I don't know what you do in your life, man.
I'm just living now, bro.
What is living for you, Jeff? Because I just did a sperm test.
Oh, shit.
I just did a sperm test.
Did you get the results?
They told me I'm amazingly fertile. They were like, dude, we've never seen this before. This is more than anybody's ever brought in. And you should tell all your friends, and you should even announce on your podcast, because this is some highly concentrated cum.
I was going to say, I've seen your semen many times. And I mean many times. And that's some dense look at you. I didn't even think it was real. But remember I came in and was on the table that one time? I was like, this is so gooey. It was like, just looked thick. My shit's kind of thin sometimes.
You're 69 years old. How do we even get there? How do we get there?
You had a sperm test.
I love, Jeff, you always say these things on the podcast. People take it. I swear to God, people don't understand sarcasm. I learned this on YouTube because people don't get it. People will take this statement. You've seen my sperm many times, and they'll just take that and then walk and then comment on my Instagram being like, wait, I thought you and Jeff were fucking all the time. You know? And then they're confused when I post about my wife. So
semen, that's in my dreams. That's not in reality. But wait, so you took this. Hold on, walk me through this. What happened?
I go to the clinic. So basically what's happening now is I at some point I want to have kids, right?
And Vita was kind of suspect on your sperm?
No. Yes, she was. She was. She was like, no, but like I thought it was just a good step of like, you know, you never know. You never know, because people look at me and I kind of look like a sperm. Look at me. Look, I'm all white dressed. You know, I look like a sperm. I look like a dope sperm. Okay. So I was like, let me just go and verify that. Because you never know. There's always insecurity. Like, I know women are very insecure about not being fertile, especially when they become old, especially because my wife's a little older than me. So I was like, okay, of course, there's a lot of fear. But also, as we're doing these tests, and she's doing a lot of tests to check fertility and our chance of getting pregnant and all that stuff, let me do a test as well. So I just signed up. By the way, way too expensive, because I did a test before with Travis on YouTube and it was a little cheaper than that. But anyways, clinic, beautiful clinic, shout out, great, all that
stuff.
How much
is it?
I was like $350 for like just a sperm test.
Okay.
Which I thought was steep, but you know.
They give you any like material to look at?
Yeah. So I walked to the clinic, right? And then I'm going in. I'm like, hey, I'm here to wank one out in your facility. Where can I go? Pretty much, right? And then they send me to this like this thing. We have to label it, and there's like a whole thing. And they had me label it with like a pen on like a tiny. And I was like, thank God, it was like a tiny, tiny little box like that, like a little what's it called, like a not a bot, like a little cup, right? And I was like, do I have to fill this whole? Because it's like this tall. I was like, do I have to fill it up? Like, what's the expectation here? You know? But they said no, it's just whatever we got. Whatever we got in you, man. And I had to be absent for like a few days. You know, 3 days or so. You know, 3 days absence. So I went in that room and they also told me, oh, the TV is also working. And then it's literally just this dark room where you have a big flat screen television, but the room is like so tiny. It's like, if you draw a line here, it's like not much bigger than this whole couch, is the whole room, right? And you have a big flat screen TV and there's like one little armchair with like wrapped with foil. Based to protect it, you know what I mean? Which is a little, you know, if you want to do something like that, and if I want to get intimate with myself, I want it to be cozy, you know, like right here on the. I feel comfortable right now jacking off because, you know, Jeff is here. I have the little sheep rug, you know, like I got fluffy things around me. It's a very clinical setting, which was odd. But then you're basically sitting down there, and then I was like, okay, here I am, and it was just so weird because people would like walk past, and it's just the weird thing that you know what they're gonna do. And something about that was odd, but also kind of hot, you know, because all the nurses were like around and they were all like, okay, so you've been in there for a minute now. Let's see what goes, how long this one takes. And then I turn on the television and And I didn't think, I just turned it on for like, okay, let's see, because the television was working. First thing that played, guy before me, was some like insane, like it was this, it was like this insane threesome with like this, it was just graphic as fuck and not really what I was into. You know, it was like big, just, it's so funny actually seeing the last thing that somebody, because literally, think about it. When I turn on the TV, whatever I see is the last thing they saw. So it gives you a good idea of what people are into. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And it was just these four dudes, you know, Malik Delgadi was there. Jeff was there somehow. I was like, what is happening now? No, but it was just like this big television. So then I'm putting something in. And, you know, for me, it happens to be massage related things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I was like, I'm here. And I'm going to say this, man. When you, it almost felt like VR. Because you're in a small ass room and the television is like an inch from your face and it's huge, right? So you're just like in it, and it was pretty dope.
And did it take you a little while? Also, did it take you a little while? And do they have other options if you can't ejaculate? Because I'm
like,
always
this is like a fantasy of VT's. Like, hey, I might need a hand in here.
No, this is kind of funny because I just saw Andrew Schultz 2 weeks ago in San Francisco, and he's got a full bit on this. It's a little, he was giving sperm, I think, to inseminate his wife or something.
Yeah.
But it's very similar to what you're talking about. Oh, he said the cup was intimidating. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck am I going to do with this cup? Like, I need this.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But can you knock on a window if you're having any trouble? Is there anything else?
Well, what do you have trouble? I mean, what are they going to do? What do you expect they're going to do? If you have trouble,
give you some new material.
Oh no, there's like, you have access to the internet. You have infinite material.
Okay.
People can go on Mario Adrian's OnlyFans, which you can go right now and get 50% off only this one. Okay. But you could do that. You know, you could go anywhere. You can go watch freaking, like, what turns me on is like when Germany scored in 7 seconds against France in a soccer match. That shit gets me. I'm hard right now. I'm just thinking about that. You know what I mean? Like, whatever turns you on, you can do that.
Do they provide lubricant?
Yeah, but I didn't know. I was very confused. I didn't know if I was supposed to use it. There's also a soap thing and also a hand lotion, which I don't know if you could use it because it might contaminate the sample. Mm-hmm. I thought about this. I was like, wait, this is not for fun. This is for science. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Was the floor sticky?
I don't remember that. No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, so you
it was a pretty nice facility. I'm going to say this. The facility was very nice. Very high end. Hence, kind of expensive, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so you rubbed one out, a pretty good one, because you hadn't in 3 days.
Well, also like, but sometimes, you know, it's like this thing where I wanted to like really do, like I was like, if I do this, I want to really knock it out of the park. So I was like, how can I make the most out of this? And I thought I would like basically wait longer and edge it. So then, because sometimes then you have more of a, you know.
Absolutely.
It was fine. But it was not like, you know, sometimes you're like, it was not there 100%.
When you looked in the cup, you're like, oh, I can do better.
I think so. Yeah. I thought about my dad, how he would say, and she's like, Mario, you said so, I'll better machen können. Yeah.
And you turned it in, you wait a couple of days, and they came back and said, yo.
No, they have not given me the results yet.
Oh, sorry.
But I turned in because I have the cup, and then I go to the counter. I fucking put it on the counter. I'm like, what's up? And then they were like, so when are you going to do the sample? No. No, I'm kidding. Like, no, you put it in a little, I don't know if I dropped, I can't remember. I think I left it there or something. That's like a little box you put
it in. Let's hope that Splenda hasn't had any effect on
the Shut
swimmers.
The fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Def! Every single time. Like,
everything's great, but
your sperm is from all the cocaine you've done. There's no sperm anymore.
There's not.
Exactly.
But whatever is in there, they're fast swimmers on that cocaine.
Really? That's true. I got the Splenda sperm and you got the cocaine sperm. That's funny.
No, this is all interesting because, you know, as a 69-year-old, I was thinking about freezing my sperm because I know it's good now. But in a handful of years from now, I don't know.
What is the thing about men? Like, is Robert De Niro just got somebody pregnant? He's like, how old is he? 80?
Yeah, he's definitely in his 70s.
So. We're I think good. Men, yeah, right, we're good. We're getting a solid 11 years. You know what I mean? I mean, you do. You know, I got like 50 years, but you have, that's funny, dude. I don't know, man. I think as a man, it's just like this natural where it's not as much of a biological consideration, which I guess makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint, right? We're men.
And I kind of wonder, so when they test it, do they tell you that they're testing the quantity? They're testing...
And I've done a sperm count test before with Travis for a YouTube video. Because Travis and I wanted to have a baby. No, for a YouTube video, it was for a sponsored video. And they gave us the results back. And both Travis and I had lower than average sperm count.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because I was so stressed at that time in my life. Not stressed, but like my diet was so intense. I didn't eat any fat. I was on a low-fat diet. Not a no-fat diet, a low-fat diet. So I feel like, because you need fat and cholesterol even. I looked it up.
Absolutely.
You need cholesterol to build testosterone. Like, I think my testosterone was lower. Also a lot of sexual, I don't know if sexual trauma plays into it, but like sexuality, sex drive for me, it always was kind of like blurred with a lot of trauma. So I wonder if that affects it too. I think mainly the diet though. I was not as, it's interesting. I looked so fucking ripped in that time, but I wasn't necessarily healthy.
Okay.
Because I would eat no fat. I would eat like, I don't know, man, fucking everything super lean, like protein powder with some oatmeal, but like not even eat like I would eat it dry and stuff like that. And then I would like basically starve myself, work out empty. Like it was this crazy diet of like only, and then only chicken, no oil. I was ripped as hell, way more ripped than now. But I think now I'm more healthy. I feel more, I don't know. Also, my facial hair started growing a little more. I have more sex drive for sure now. My sex drive's gone up. So that's the thing, like diet is not always, like bodybuilders always say that when they're training for a competition, not that I was doing that, but kind of like the extent of that, they have very low sex drive. Because you're depleting your body of all this stuff. It's not a balanced diet. So that's why I think I was a little low in that department. Yeah. Have you ever done a sperm contest?
No, I won't.
You want to do one? Should we make a YouTube video doing a sperm contest? A battle? We can make a video like literally being like, comment below if you want to see that video.
Let's do it.
Yeah, the two of us being like, hey, sperm off. You and me.
But we have to do it in the same room.
Chiz off.
Chiz off.
Chiz off.
For $5.99.
Literally. And then we can sell OnlyFans for $2. Hey, for $2, you can see the jizz off of the year.
What is it? Did you research how to have healthy jizz? Is it just the normal jar?
Oh, yeah. So healthy, how there's ways you can improve your semen quality. And, you know, if I have low for whatever reason, if there's a low sperm count, they're probably going to give me some steps on like how to improve that. So first thing you can do, you can wear loose pants.
Yeah, because the heat. Is too much for the ball? Okay.
Like when you have like super tight underwear, it hurts your sperm count and your balls in some way, right?
It's not the optimal temperature for the testicles.
Well, that's the first thing. And then cool temperature is always better for that. So that's the second thing.
All right.
You do that for a bit.
Were you saying like cholesterol and fat you must like in your diet and stuff? Okay.
How much if you're lacking that? I think just like a healthy diet. I think if you eat only too much fat and you're obese, I don't think it's good. I think it's like just a healthy amount that you have like that sex drive. If you're too stressed, I think stress is like probably the most damaging thing to your body in any way.
Okay.
Right? Anxiety, stress and anxiety, it impacts every area of your life and your body. People age faster when they're stressed. Hair starts falling out. I'm assuming it also affects. I'm not a scientist. This is not medical advice. I'm just guessing that if you live a well-balanced life, you're rested, the right amount of exercise, the right amount of fat, then you'll jizz good.
Was there anything about what's the ideal or optimal amount of times to ejaculate a week, or does it?
No, they didn't give me a full like you know schedule with that. But
I want to know, like, is it optimal?
Oh, you mean
do you improve it by ejaculating every day, or is
interesting?
It,
that's a good question.
You know, I don't.
That's a good question. I intuitively, I think because you see, it's more when you're abstinent.
Yeah.
Like what? It's definitely more fluid. I don't know if it also. I'm guessing because they can load up more.
Yeah,
you know, because if you shoot a gun every day, because let's make an American reference, you know, and then it's not gonna be, you know, you're gonna run out of.
Sure, you gotta fill up the tank.
You gotta fill up the tank, exactly.
Get the reserves in there.
Exactly, and then you come back. So we'll see, man. We'll see, man.
Jizz off. 2024.
We're gonna fucking do it now. We gotta do. We announce it now. So go subscribe to my main YouTube channel. You can see there. But yeah, that's that, man. They test like the amount of fluid, but then also the concentration and the act. There's like a couple, I think four different different things they measure. I can't remember exactly, but yeah.
Okay.
How confident are you that you're going to beat me in the jizz off?
The only thing I worry about is they say weed does not have a good effect on sperm.
Huh.
I think they're just a little slower. You know?
So
they're
why do you still smoke weed?
I don't need sperm right now.
What is weed giving you? Because you give me so much shit from my Splenda. A little bit of Splenda I put in my tea. A little bit every day. So let's see.
I don't know if I need swimmers, and I don't know if it's affecting mine. I'm assuming mine's still.
So would you smoke weed because you don't want swimmers?
No, I smoke weed out of boredom.
Boredom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm working on it, okay? Are you working on your Splenda?
I don't have to because I'm very efficient and not bored when I do it.
Did I show you my teeth that the Splenda did too?
That's not the Splenda. That's the meth you did. That's the meth. That's the meth that fucks up your teeth, Jeff.
I forgot. That's right.
He's like, oh, the other day, you know, we did a little bit of meth and I took one Splenda. My teeth are all fucked up. causation versus correlation, Jeff. Yeah.
Not meth is where I draw the line. I tried meth one time, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
I didn't inject it.
Wait, was that in Mexico? Accidentally?
No, it was during COVID. I went to my hair stylist, his apartment, to cut my hair.
And he offered you meth?
And he offered me meth. And I said,
are you fucking kidding me?
But this is what I said. I said, brother, listen to me. I will never inject myself with anything. He goes, oh, well, you can snort a line. I said, chalk it up, brother. Just one time. I didn't sleep the entire night. It was weird.
So what was so he cut your hair on meth? It's hilarious.
No, this was after.
Okay.
And it was crazy because he injected himself. I think he's clean now. He went to...
God dang.
But he injected himself, immediately walked up and grabbed my dick in passing. It was weird, bro.
Yeah, that... Okay.
And then
you just hung out there for another hour, 2 hours?
I did a line or two. I didn't really feel it. And then I left there and just never slept.
So would you say that was a positive experience?
I never did it.
Everything
again.
About this sounds awful, I mean? Dude. You went to get a haircut, you got sexually assaulted by a dude, and then you just didn't sleep. That sounds
wasn't great. It wasn't great, I would say.
But I hear that it's very prevalent in the gay community.
I think so. Yeah.
I think it's like also linked with sex. Does it make you more sexual?
Yeah, I think any of those type amphetamines. So cocaine, that was the reason I liked it in the past, is because it made me horny.
Really? Because I thought that, what's about cocaine dick? I thought it would make you like not be hard or something like that.
Yeah, sometimes you have a little trouble getting blood flow down there, but if you just, you know, take your time, it'll come. But it takes a little time, but you're just crazy horny.
Okay.
You know, there's a reason.
I don't like that. You know what? I don't know if I like being horny. Does it make sense?
No,
is this a weird thing to say? I don't know if I like the feeling. Okay, I like being sexual, in a sexual mood with somebody. I don't like if I was, I wouldn't want to be horny right now.
Speak for yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes that I have a lower sex drive than the average man, I would say. But sometimes I'm like, dude, the amount of work I got done because I'm not that horny.
Yeah,
it's dope, you know.
Yeah,
so I've been getting more. You know, it's so weird. And I talked to my therapist about this. I'm getting more aroused when I'm traveling somehow, and especially when I'm on airplanes, when there's nothing else to do. And then sometimes it's an inconvenience when I'm horny, because then I have Absolutely. To like then I have to go to the bathroom in the airplane and rub one out. You know what I mean?
That's hot though.
Yeah. That's hot. That's like the weirdest thing ever. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but you know, it's that kind of inconvenient sometimes. So, and then it takes me away from my work. You know, I'm like, they're writing comedy, and then all of a sudden, I get aroused, and that would never happen to me. And it's truly, I think, because I eat more fat now, or because I'm more relaxed. I don't know what it is.
That you're getting more aroused.
I'm getting more aroused now than I used to.
All right. So maybe you need to explore that. Maybe it's coming from somewhere deeper. I know what you're saying. Sometimes it takes...
What? Puts his arm around me? Maybe you need to explore that.
Hey, Don't
fight
it.
I think this podcast, which is to us, is just based on like, it's based on like silliness, real talk, but then also a good amount of sexual tension coming from that side. You know what I mean?
You brought up the jizz.
A little bit of unrequited sexual tension, which is always good.
You know, I know what you're saying, though, that the being the horny can take you, it can kind of take you out of that higher consciousness if you're getting in there. And it just kind of takes you off path because you're really, especially if it's not about your wife, you're just thinking about smashing a prosty and it's basically doesn't get you anywhere. It's just complete self-pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like there's an emptiness about it. You know, it's just like we're just like almost energy that's being that could be directed towards something else.
You know,
like
I had
helping
this...
kids in Africa.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, in general, I had this thing. This was before I was in a relationship where there were some girls I know, and I just loved to sext. It was something where I don't have to actually go meet them. I can sext with them. We can like kind of like mess around like that. I can jerk off, and it's good. But I don't know. The next day I would look at it and kind of look at the stuff I was writing them. And I just think I'm putting a bad energy out there in the world. Even though they know what it is, this is not real. This is just sexting. But I just think I can do better for the world than that. When I'm looking at it the next day and I'm like, fucking talk dirty to me, you know. I want to. But in the moment, I'm like, it was
kinky. So what were you sex? Let's do some specifics here. I'm like,
what's
up, Jeffy boy? You want to sex? And then what's your response?
What can we do?
We can go to my basement. Sorry, this is like German sexting now.
Tell me more.
We can go to my basement.
What happens in the basement?
I can check the electricity counter in the basement.
After that?
I'm going to put on a mask.
Are you naked?
Wait, why? I feel like I'm taking charge now. That's what you write with a girl.
I mean, I don't know exactly, but let's just say when I look at it the next day, I'm like, I don't know. I think I could do
it. So, what would the sexting be about? Would you be like, oh, if you were here right now, I would bury my huge, throbbing, veiny down your censor all that, please.
Yeah, you play a fantasy, something that's not real. There probably is a power dynamic in there, but I would just try to get them to say crazy shit. Like, what can we do? Can I hit you from both holes? Can I come all over you? Because it's not real.
Yeah.
It's just the tech, but it'll fucking, in the moment, it'll turn you on.
Mm.
And I don't know, it's a little bit, there's not, you don't get a lot out of it. Usually when you bust a nut, you're ready to move on pretty quick. And there is an emptiness to it. Like
I see what you mean. Yeah, I see how that fantasy can also be turning you on. I saw that thing about AI, where they have that now, where you can actually sext with somebody in the voice of something. So, for example, I was approached by this company, and you know what? Maybe I'll do it. So this company approached me with, you can make an AI avatar of you, and then they can take over, and people can, knowing that it's AI, chat with you, and they will respond. The AI will adapt your sexting behavior, and they'll chat with the person. So we can have a sexting conversation with Mario. Jeff. But I wonder if the arousing part of it becomes redundant once you know that it's not the real person. Like, what's exciting about it is that it's a real person. Or can you get so into the fantasy and kind of like convince yourself that it's real that you get into it? It's an interesting dynamic. It's an interesting psychological concept, I think.
I've kind of wondered that too. I would think that you want that human element.
Sure.
I can't think that I would want to go subscribe. Let's say you could do AI on OnlyFans. I don't think I would want to subscribe to a fake character. And I've never actually paid for like to jerk off on OnlyFans. But I could potentially, if I was single, see myself. Oh, I met this girl. She's got OnlyFans. This guy. I'm going to go on there, check him out, and jerk off to him. You know? I haven't done that. Honestly, I haven't. But I could. But to just an AI fake character, I need to feel as if it's real or there's potential for it to be real.
Okay. I'm going to show you something right now.
To be in there, you know?
Okay. Let me show you this. I'm going to show you a photo right now. And this photo is often not real AI person, okay? Let me show you real quick. And you can tell me if this is doing something for you or not. Okay, first of all, let me show you these girls here.
Wow.
Not real.
Damn.
How do you feel?
I mean, they're a 12 out of 10, both of them.
12 out of 10, both incredible. Of them. Okay. So, does it matter to you when you look at this? Does it kind of do something for you, even though you know that these are not real girls?
Yes, it does do something for me.
Okay.
Give me your hand.
Let me show you something else. This is like a little more intense sound. This is fully AI generated. Mind you, this is not perfect. Mm-hmm. This is explicit what I'm going to show you. Do you have consent to show you?
Yes, you do.
Because we, 2021, century, 2020, whatever fucking year it is, it's important now for consent. Not that it not was before. Consent always important. Mm-hmm. Now we just talk about it more. And I want you to know that I care. Okay, here's AI porn.
Damn, that's doing something for me too. Okay, to be honest with you.
So that's that.
It definitely does something to me. And if I was just, you know, for shits and giggles, I might rub one out. But in general, when I rub one out, which I really don't anymore because I have a partner, but if I was,
like she's watching, you know, it's like, if I rub one out, which I don't because I have a partner, this kind of, yeah.
Well, no, I actually don't like to rub one out.
Let me talk about that. Yeah.
But in general, if I am going to rub one out, I have to trick my mind into thinking it's real or possibly real. Like, this is something I'm going to do in 2 days. I'm going to catch a flight to South America and smash bros.
Okay.
Because that's real. I could do that.
Interesting.
And I know.
I understand. If you get a selfie from somebody, even if it's not very arousing, it is much more, it's going to turn you on more because it's a real person behind it.
Like, right? When I first met you and you were sending me selfies, it was every day.
Mm.
Bust one out.
Got it.
Not even gay.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Just because
That's also me.
Infatuated with you. It's just you. You know,
yeah. I get that. People have that effect on people. I send people selfies and they just can't stop touching themselves. You know, it's just.
It wasn't gay. I just, you know, yeah. Going out to you. But.
Okay. Just what friends do. You know what I mean? It's what friends do. This is like, bromance.
It's a
fucking bromance. You rub one out to your best friend every once in a while.
I'm sexually progressive.
You are. You definitely are. Yeah. So, dude, I don't know. It's just like.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that once the technology gets to a level where AI will be able to do this, AI will look at not just porn, by the way, AI will look at your movie preferences, storylines, things you can identify with, and can, in the moment, make a custom movie for you, even in VR, that is so specific to you that it will be, there is no comparison to something in real life. And I think that's something we can't even fathom yet.
Yeah.
Because AI, like the projection with, obviously we've seen Sora, the text-to-video AI feature that's going to be released soon.
Mm-mm.
It is unbelievable. You've not seen this?
No.
Dude. Okay, you give a prompt to AI. I'm just going to show you some examples of this.
All right.
It's mind-blowing.
Fuck.
Okay, check this out. So, ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a real, this is a prompt, okay? Wait, this, not real. The prompt is dogs playing in the snow. Do you see what I'm saying? Wow. And this is at the beginning stages.
Damn.
Not real, not dogs. Real. These dogs have never existed, not real. Look at the physics of this shit. It's not perfect, but it's wild. You're going to be able to watch a movie on Netflix. Are you crying? Okay. You turn on? Okay. You're going to be able to watch a movie on Netflix and then it's going to swap out the character with you. No, not with you, but like with what you... Okay, this is like a stupid example, but like, you know, how people feel like not... You know, people want to see... people want to be represented in Hollywood, right? Hence, like, representation. You know, you have gay characters, you have characters, different nationalities, different ethnicities being represented. So if you watch in India and you watch a superhero movie, Iron Man could be Indian. This is an example, right? Where you can just like customize to your preference. And they're going to know everything about us. And there's like a future where movies, entertainment, anything, porn can be fully, in the moment, be created for you. So we have a customized experience, which it's so possible and so close, actually. This is exponentially how fast this stuff's evolving. If you look at 1 year, they had a video of Will Smith eating spaghetti. Like, it's so, it was impressive, but then in a year, you go from that to this shit. It's insane.
So you're fully optimistic on AI and the benefits to humanity. And
I'm optimistic about the benefits of AI on porn. Because that's what I like talking about. Let's be real. I don't care about none of this fucking AI going sentient, killing humans. I don't care about all that. I care about what can it do for porn. So in that sense, I'm pretty optimistic. No, I don't know. It might eliminate some, I don't know, but this human element always is going to be, I think it's just going to be a category. I think it's going to be a solid category that's going to be very present. And I think also AI enhanced humans, where you can have yourself and you can have a video of you, and then you can be like, hey, I literally, I mean, this is such a low hanging fruit example, but like, you know, you can be like, hey, make my dick a little bigger. Because we both know that that's something you've been struggling with. So then you can just do that. So you can have AI enhanced videos of yourself. And then it becomes a question of, it's almost like Photoshop, and it's going to become so easy and accessible.
God, I mean.
But it's already there. That's the thing. Like, we always think about the, oh, it's so different. But also, if you think about it, you can already do that with your Instagram photos. You can, whatever, do you brush your face, make your eyes. Have you seen these Asian filters? That's fucking nuts. Like, I lived in Korea, and they made me take selfies. Anytime somebody made me take a selfie, I didn't look like myself, dude. I looked like an Asian female version of me. I looked like an Asian fairy. Because the filters make my eyes, literally, they have a filter that makes, recognize your eyes, just makes them bigger. And I looked like I was on Molly. Because I have Western eyes, so like, I looked like super high. And that's one version of that. It's just going to get more accessible, and it's just a little harder than to detect when it's real, when it's not.
So you are all in on AI porn. That is the future.
If I can invest in anything, it's AI porn.
All right.
But also VR porn.
VR, yeah.
VR. More VR for sure. I mean, VR and AI is going to go hand in hand. I mean, both of it for sure. VR is also going to be, I think, how we're going to consume stuff in the future. Because being in it, even at the movie theater, you have a barrier, which is the fucking person in front of you, you know? Or you have a seat and you have, you know, if you're in the back row, you have, like, there's more barriers. Versus VR, you're just in it and you can look around. I mean, that's so much more immersive. Yeah. So.
Do you think porn is bad? I'm serious.
Yeah, because I feel, you know what I feel? Feels like I'm on a panel and I'm like the representative of porn. I feel like I'm the president of porn right now.
You're going to host the
I want to host AVN's the AVN. It's gonna
God,
happen.
You would,
gonna
that fucking, is you. You would
gonna,
kill it,
we're
bro.
Gonna, we're going to campaign for that.
God, you would class it up a little too.
Oh, thank you.
A little.
I mean, you're not classy, speech, but. All your jobs gone. AI is gonna take over. I mean, porn star. Yeah, honestly, why not? Yeah, porn is bad. I think it's almost like everything. There's the consumption. It just has so much.
If you were
potential
rebel
for you know, people to get addicted, it's definitely a little empty. You're right. Yeah. I don't think porn is. It's an interesting stance. I think nothing's black or white, good or bad. Yeah. Like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say that. But, you know.
Murder sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. But like, you know, it's very hard for me to, we talked about this earlier, I have so much empathy for everything. So I always see like, I like to have a very differentiated view on stuff. But I think porn, yeah. Sometimes it makes me, it's just a little empty, but I felt the same with modeling. And sometimes also my contribution sometimes makes me question. Mm-hmm. What you're contributing with it.
Yeah.
Because porn, you're contributing to unattainable beauty images. Same with modeling. People might feel insecure as a result of it, or they feel inspired. You know, maybe you watch porn. That's what I mean. It's differentiated. Maybe I watch some dude on Blacked and be like, oh, I want to be able to fuck like that guy. And then you train.
Mm-hmm. Set your goals high.
But I think it's a net negative, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. If you were going to rub one out, hypothetically, what would be your inspiration that you would look at? Or what would be your material? So I wouldn't watch porn. I don't watch porn.
Yeah.
It would be. I have to trick myself into this real.
Really?
I have to trick myself. It has to be some plausible scenario.
Interesting.
Yeah, or else I can't
That's
get
so
into
interesting.
It.
So it has to be some scenario where it's like, it's possible that this might happen in real life to you.
Exactly.
So if you look at somebody's Instagram you've met.
Yeah.
That's more arousing to you.
Exactly. Because
they're in your circle and they're accessible. Versus if you look at a photo of Gwyneth Paltrow. That's the weirdest. I don't know why I came up with that example. Just now we talked about her earlier. That's probably not as, because you've, I'm guessing not, have not met her.
Right.
And it's it would be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what would be very inaccessible? Kamala Harris, right?
Right.
Yeah. She's out of your league, clearly. So that would not be possible. So that would not turn you on.
Exactly. Got and it. Especially if somebody, we've had an interaction recently that was somewhat hot, or they sent me a random text.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't watch porn. Do you? If you were going to rub one out, do you watch porn? Do you watch
If I say yes, are you going to judge me the same way you judge me about having a little bit of Splenda every once in a while?
I don't judge you. I'm trying to help you.
Jeff, I'm doing pretty well in life. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Okay. Or, and this is the thing. Yeah, it's similar to what you're saying. Sometimes there's people that I've met. And for me, it's also fantasy sometimes. Like a fantasy of like something I've done in the past. But like putting myself back in that situation. Because it happened to me, actually. Like reliving the memory. That's to me also something. Like I told you, I think I shared this story before. The hottest thing ever was like with this girl I was dating. We were on a loft apartment and her friend had locked herself out, came into the apartment and she was talking to her friend, but she couldn't see us. She could only hear us. And she was having a full conversation with her friend. And then as she's doing that, she like basically, you know, unpacked, you know, like basically took my penis out and then just started, you know, we just started having sex. And she was talking still to her friend. So like that memory is like so hot to me because this was something forbidden. It was kind of, her voice was breaking and then she would come and I would cover her mouth and she would come. And then I'd lift my head. She was dead. No, I'm kidding.
You're like, you're shaking. I'm like,
no, because I just did that. It sounded so, it looks so aggressive.
I'm like, hold on 1 second.
So that was one of the hottest, I don't know, it was just like something there and that happened. So sometimes I would relive that and put myself back in the situation.
Don't you think it's a good message? You have a lot of influence. Don't you think it's a good message to just tell people, don't jerk off. Save that fucking energy. Obama said it's the most powerful energy in the world. And for people to just walk in, just jerk off on the table and go to sleep.
I think it's about the intention, like anything, like any drug, you can't say something's good or bad. I think masturbation can be good. You know, Tantra? You can do it like in a way where it's celebratory of your own body. It's that. But if you do it like, I think the intention is like any drug, right? You can take a drug, like say alcohol. I think alcohol is not black or white, good or bad. I think there can be use cases where it's good. But a lot of people use, if you use alcohol for suppressing anxiety or something you haven't resolved, then it's very bad. But if you use alcohol in a way to socialize in a celebratory way, that is intentional, I think it can be good. Like any most substances, I would say. Same with like psychedelics. I think there's bad usage of psychedelics. Mm-hmm. Weed, you know, some people like, I mean, you know, I'm not a weed fan because for me, it's just not what, I don't never connected with it. But, you know, Vida sometimes, she will write or draw and intentionally have a little bit of an edible. I think that's a way different way of doing it than just like being like numbing yourself. In some way. So same with masturbation. I think if you do it in a celebratory way, as a stress release at some point when you do it intentionally, it's good. But if you do it out of anxiety, which what happens a lot with people, happened to me also. Sometimes when I'm anxious, then sometimes I'm like, oh, I just want to, you know, get that quick like release in a way. And then it becomes like you also much more likely to get addicted to stuff if you do it out of from a reactionary point, right? If you do it as a response to anxiety you're feeling versus if you do it intentionally. I'm like, okay, today's Friday after the podcast, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to set myself up nice. I'm going to play some nice, you know, melodic tribal house music that I played earlier. And I'm just going to, you know, pleasure myself. I think that's totally fine. Yeah.
Nice. So maybe once every couple of weeks, but I think it takes away from people because they're going to jerk off and go to sleep instead of go to the gym and meet someone or work out or go to even a bar. And sure. I don't know.
Sure. And I think that's what it's true. People have less sex now. than before. I think it's there's stats about it. And it's, I don't know, some people say, Alex Jones says it's about the water that makes the frogs and all of us gay, which, you know, there might be something to that where like your testosterone is lowered by whatever shitty diet we have. But I think the main issue is that gratification became so accessible in the form of porn. There's no real need to do that. Connection becomes replaced with internet connection or fake connection. And that, I think, is what, yeah, makes us connect less in a physical way with other humans. Which, again, I don't even know if that's... And it's like this thing where I don't know if even that's black or white, good or bad. Because some people would go, they wouldn't jerk off, but then they would get so aggressive about finding people, and it can be bad too. You know, I don't think anything's black or white, good or bad. You know.
I got you. I mean, technically speaking, jerking off doesn't get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, there's just nothing. There's just nothing behind it.
Yeah.
Celebratory, maybe. I don't know this, but yeah, maybe once every couple weeks.
I think celebratory, because like, you know, when you have sex, also, what does it get you? Is connection with somebody else, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But this is a connection with nothing.
Yourself. If you do it in that way. Like, have you do you know Tantra? Travis talks a lot about Tantra, which is basically a self-love practice. It literally is that. It's like a practice and a spiritual practice of self-love, where, again, the intention is very different. It's not to get off. It's like really to love yourself. And I think that's dope.
Yeah. That's but cool.
I think that's like a sliver of the percentage of people who do it. You know, usually it's like very dopamine-driven, getting off, jerking off, done, you know, which, yeah, I agree with you is bad. But, you know, sometimes it can be more celebratory act, yeah.
And I'm not saying it's terribly bad, you know, I'm just saying. It's not.
But also I would argue sex sometimes can be very empty, you know, because not all sex is just a connection with somebody where you like lovingly connect with your partner. Sometimes sex is when, like, even that, you know, when you're doing cocaine, you get horny, you text somebody or sex somebody, right? Like, that is sexual with somebody else, but also kind of empty, right?
Right.
So I think even within that, I think it's not so black or white. Having sex, you can have sex with somebody, not connect with them energetically.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's like layers to this. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you masturbate too?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, you are getting hornier. Look at you, you're growing up.
Yeah, I never used to masturbate. I used to go like literally like weeks or months without masturbating. And I didn't think of it. I was like, oh shit, it's been like 4 weeks I've masturbated. But now, I don't know, it's just like different now. I'm in but I also don't judge myself for it. It's almost like, oh, you know, this is like, as long as it's like intentional, I think that's one, yeah. But sometimes I've caught myself where I was like, when I was stressed traveling, especially when I'm traveling, I say this all the time, when I'm traveling, it's just like, sometimes I'm stressed, a lot of things going on. I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta do this. You know, and it's like, oh, and then it's just.
8 seconds.
Yeah, literally. Oh, I'm quick, I'm efficient with it. You know, so it doesn't take that much of my day. But even that, I would argue, like, from an efficiency standpoint, having sex versus masturbating, mm-hmm. more efficient to masturbate, dude. You get the masturbation done, yes, and you go back to the work. Over. Yeah?
Yo, that's when it comes to sex, literally, my girl tries. She wants to do it every day. She tries to prime me up. It usually works. But what goes through my head is me literally thinking, I got to get up and just get all this fucking energy. Every time I'm like, oh, I got to give up and like get up and just ram it out. It's just so much energy involved in it. It's not efficient. You're right.
Yeah.
And I can't get turned on jerking off now unless I have some kind of head change, like a weed or come home for a couple of drinks. But I can't just sober. I can't get in that mentality to jerk
Interesting.
Off. I don't know.
Well, that's maybe the blessing of like your age, you know what I mean? A lot of downsides, ED, all that stuff, but then also arthritis, joint, like, you know, pain, but...
I'm just jerking off to a limp dick.
That's when you start doing the vacuum thing.
The vacuum thing?
The vacuum baiter?
What's the vacuum
baiter? You put your penis in the vacuum cleaner. That's what old people do. My friend is, she wrote my best friend's sister wrote a medical thesis to get her doctor's in medicine on elderly people having injuries caused by masturbating with a vacuum cleaner. It's a very common thing because like older people, you know, like yourself, like that's the one thing that still gets you is like the vacuum because you like it like That's like the, and then it like, you know, it stimulates your penis. Yeah, he's nodding, right? He's done it. All right, so yeah. Yeah.
He's yeah. like, I got the Dyson.
Yeah. I just got a new one, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. I remember asking my mom, she's a physician. I was like, Mom, I think I get ED from time to time. Could you prescribe me some Viagra?
That's such an American thing.
She goes, your dad has no problems with that. I was like, that's so funny. Mom, tell me that shit.
That is so funny.
Not the image I wanted.
Yeah.
In my head, you know.
So did she give you some? No. That's such an American approach too. It's like, can I get a pill for that? You know? No.
Well, we're underwear models, you know.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, why
retired.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. I have ED when I do photo shoots, and I was like, why? What? I thought you were working for Target. Like, what is happening right now? I thought you were doing Bloomingdale's. Like, what?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, Bloomingdale's fully hard.
Well, there's always
you don't get modeling. It's fashion. It's
it's fashion.
I need a hard dick for fashion.
Well, there's always the random gay underwear clients, you know.
That's true, yeah.
You've been there.
I've been there.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's funny. But AI also is going to, also the medical field is going to get penetrated by AI.
Ah, okay.
AI is going to be able to make drugs we can't even think of yet.
Holy shit.
Because essentially what it is like you rearrange molecules and AI is going to be smarter and better at anything. It's going to be a million times more intelligent than we ever will. So like they're going to have access to making medication and drugs that can basically do anything. I don't know anything because there's restraints and like, I don't know, there's like, I think there's like a world order where nothing comes without a cost. You know, like energy, yeah. You get cocaine, you get energy at a cost, right? But, you know, even Ozempic suppresses your hunger, makes you not hungry. It's a drug.
Yeah.
And that's just one aspect. That's like just the beginning. And imagine AI can do it so much better because Ozempic has a bunch of side effects. But, you know, it works in suppressing your hunger. So maybe there's other things like we can't even fathom yet what it's going to do. It's going to impact every single area of our lives. And I am optimistic about it. I think AI might save the world.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen to you. But you're going to.
Humans, we fuck shit up. We make so many mistakes. You know, like we're going to kill the planet. We're going to fucking cause wars and stuff. Even the Middle East, I think our AI is going to look at this in a way we can't from a, I think even morally, it's so weird. Like I sometimes think of AI even as like this potentially even like from a spiritual component as this higher consciousness. Mm. Like looking at wars and being like, okay, if we put our egos aside, this is the one way that the wars can end. And I would trust an AI more with being a diplomat than any human that has an ego and can be influenced by power. And I can objectively look at things and be like, okay, this is the way to go. And I would trust that more personally than a fucking human, than the Minister of Defense for the United States. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would trust AI more with that. So I don't know. It's not very common, but I'm very optimistic. Maybe it's like my downfall. I'm super optimistic about everything, but there are dangers, but I think this huge opportunity for humans.
And can AI be coded to where it's not biased? Because isn't that some of the...
That's the big question.
AI is already woke, right? Isn't that what they're saying?
That is... Yeah, so... Yeah. Because when I type in, I try to use AI to write some prompts for comedy, right? And for like skits I do. And I was writing a prompt where it's like, hey, this joke about... bromance and men being more vulnerable, like what I talk about basically. I'm trying to put this into a stand-up thing. And I just tried. I was like, giving some information that AI figured out. And then it was like, we do not allow to make fun of people who are like be discriminatory against any groups and stuff like that. So then I had to have a moral conversation with AI and be like, no, I'm using this to raise more awareness for this, and it's like it's in favor of these minorities, and it is to the benefit of masculinity, and had a moral conversation with an artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, and then it gave me the answers.
Wow.
So it was very interesting.
Interesting.
It was fascinating.
You had to convince it that you were coming to the right place. Yeah.
So I think it's programmed to where, but even if it went fucking sentient, that's the thing. Even if it went beyond the programming, I think it would cut through all the bullshit. It would cut through all the bias and whatever, if there's a liberal bias, I think it would just recognize all of that and just have and just make this. I would trust it more than any programming that humans would do. The fear is then that this is getting too far in the whole thing, but like the big fear is always, and it's been in so many movies, right, where AI comes to the conclusion that humans are what?
Like a cancer. They're,
yes.
Yeah, cancer yeah. to the planet.
We have you seen the postcard eradicate. On to Earth? On Have you been to the Sphere in Vegas now?
I haven't been inside.
Oh, you haven't been inside, yeah, because that's the same thing, postcard to Earth. It's like the, that's just essentially what it is. Not AI didn't come to that conclusion, but like humans do. It's from a perspective of Earth, where humans became a cancer to Earth, and then Earth was supposed to die, so they had to leave the planet and go to like Saturn, I think, some other planet. But it's very interesting. That's the thing, but that's again humans. So again, that's not AI's fault. That's like when humans use it for bad. Just like you can use nuclear power to run cities and create energy for people, or you can use it to bomb a city. You know? So mm-hmm. that's the, I think anything in life, there's never, it's like the fucking, what's it called? The duality.
Yeah.
Everything is fire. You can use it to burn down a house, or you can use it to cook and provide for people. So I don't know. It's interesting, but I'm still optimistic. I think it's, we're living in such a fucking interesting time for porn specifically.
The future of porn is going to be fucking wild.
Listen, I talk about the fucking duality of porn. It's just like I've been reading a lot about the porn thing, and I've been reading about the porn thing. I think it's so fascinating, man.
God, yeah. You know Malik Delgado is in town.
In LA? Yeah, he's always here.
The Malik.
You know what's Delgado. The funniest shit ever? Did you see the last podcast we did with Malik? By the way, it's Malik.
Fuck, you're right.
I'm always like, we have called him Malik for so long. So Malik and Poppy, the podcast, you know that, I mean, talked about his last one. You know the sound was fucked up. Everything was fucked up. The podcast is super short. I didn't record. It was kind of weird, but you know, fucking, like it's getting like a million views again. Yeah. That's so funny. So yeah. Like all my viral videos on this podcast are just like only porn stars. And I'm like, I don't want to, I like it. I like it. But also I don't want to be just the porn star interview guy. You know what I mean? So I kind of, you know, kind of like in this identity crisis right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I've noticed about when you do interview porn stars, there's like kind of one genre of topics.
Sure.
So it's a lot easier to follow because it doesn't really veer off in different directions.
Yeah. You stay on the porn. That's right.
Stay on the porn.
You stay on the dicks, man. You stay on the dicks. And maybe you just gotta double down on dicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like triple down on dicks. Yeah.
Carrots, dicks, baby carrots, whatever you
that's
want.
Right. That's right. Yeah. 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 Oh man. But no, I'm excited though, because I'm making the shift right now, and that's why. Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. Dude, that's crazy. I'm doing a tour. Like, that's truly like something where I was like, oh, that's cool. Cause it truly feels like now when you have a tour where there has to be some identity shift from like modeling to stand up, even on like YouTube. I post a video just on YouTube now. Please go watch it if you haven't seen it. About like a stand up experience I had, because now it's real. Now it's like, I have a tour of like, by the way, quick plug, sorry, but I gotta do this. If you want to come see me live, talk to the microphone, but with you there in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as choppy as that.
Then please come see me.
Yeah. What are some of the big
Why
cities?
Why do I sound so retarded? I'm just like fucking talk like Yoda. You know, I'm coming to Chicago, DC, Ooh. LA, New York, doing some big clubs, Seattle, Dallas.
Nashville's happening.
Nashville, yeah. Zanies. Like, I'm all over the US. The only thing I'm still trying to lock in is San Francisco, but I'm probably by this time I'll have it. So come see me, mariadrian.com. If you don't see your city for whatever reason, type in the email address and request your city, then I'll come to see you. Mariadrian.com. Check it out.
Can we smash out together the groupies that come?
It's going to be a lot of dudes.
That's what I want.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, good, 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 good. Yeah, you know, that's what a lot of
Sorry, I didn't comedians want to take do. It there,
Remember but, Morgan know. Jay when he was on the podcast?
What
the musician
guy? Yes, that's what I was thinking about.
He's such
that's
a little,
what I was thinking about. I was like, holy shit. No, but dude, that's fucking awesome, bro. You're awesome.
I'm excited, yeah.
You're fucking touring, dude.
Yeah. So it's now what? I'm hoping that I can actually make some. I'm very nervous, though, because you have to sell all these tickets now.
You told me about that.
It's such a stressful thing. Like, but it's, you know, it's almost like in life you have these pivotal moments where you have to follow your authenticity, and it's never the easy route. You know, when I started making YouTube videos, I had this modeling thing, but then I was like, no, I'm going to do the hard thing that, you know, people, my agency told me I shouldn't do YouTube in the beginning. They talked about some things they weren't okay with. I talked about like sexual harassment. They were like, no, it reflects badly on modeling. But I was like, no, I got to do this because it's like my truth. So then I did it and it was hard. It was not the easy path. It's not what people expected me to do, but it was what I had to do. So now I feel the same. I feel the same way about stand-up right now. It's easier if I just sold my whole picks and I like it. But stand-up is truly where I see myself. And it's so clear to me. So I'm making less money right now, but I always have the whole picks to fall back on. You know? One thing about whole picks, they never go anywhere. They stay.
I'm making less money right now.
Your dad.
But I'm living my dream. You're like, but I always have the whole picks.
It's nice though. You know, it's nice to have this little cushion of like whole picks you can fall back to. You know? If anything, I'm like one collab with Malik Delgado away from, you know, buying a condo in New York. So if stand-up doesn't work out, I'm going to give myself 3 years and I'm gonna make some phone calls to Malik, you know?
I glanced at Peachy Boy's Twitter the other day.
His glanced. Jeff, you have to stop pretending this shit. You always say, I will just look at this for research. Do you all see Malik's new nudes? And I was like, how do you even like...
Check them out. Anyways, the top picture of Peachy Boy, his legs... This is the first picture. Legs are up. You just see his face and his hole.
Nice.
And it's just the perfect little shot there.
On Twitter?
On Twitter.
Yeah, respect, man.
You'll look at it later, don't lie.
I added to my to-do list right now.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Because you were saying... Let's talk about this real quick. You were saying something like... You sent me a text once. It was very sweet. You were like, bro, I love you. I'm feeling a little sad because I lost you to comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been kind of tough for me, you know, because I would love to go back to the way we were, that hot and heavy couple that just met. You know, maybe it's a bromance. But we were able to travel. And we were just, God, we were like peas and carrots, brother. Because you were doing more. You were doing content. You were doing YouTube then. And it was just right aligned with, you know, what I wanted to do or what I was doing. And so we were just able to do a lot more. So it's been tough because you're a comedian now.
But also you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess it was the traveling with you to me was really...
No, but we still... I mean, we went to Vegas, which was super cool.
Well, it was awesome.
So we got to do more of those trips.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't travel anymore. We just went on a trip like less than 2 months ago to Vegas.
That's true.
And I want you to... Honestly, dude, anytime I go on a tour, and people would like to see you also on tour. Anytime I go on tour, you're always welcome. Come through. You got a little cradle in my hotel room, you know, so you can, while I'm sleeping, right, just like crawl over the bed naked so I just have a clear shot. So we can do that again. No, thank Nashville for sure. It's your homeland. Never been to Tennessee.
Yes.
I want to make that a trip, man. I want to go. And I have this fantasy. I've always had a fantasy of your dad making me barbecue in the backyard in Tennessee. I don't know why, but that's a fantasy of mine. I've always had it.
That's awesome.
Because that sounds like American freedom, brother. You know what I mean? So I like want to go there. And I love traveling, dude. I love traveling to the US. I love traveling to go to the fucking random place. I want to go to Arkansas. Mm. If you're from Arkansas, go to my email list. Type Arkansas. I have a lot of people from Arkansas wanting to come there, actually. Because I don't know. I just want to see more in America. So I would love to do some traveling with you. And if you want, you can even do 5 minutes on the show. Or you can go out in the Speedo. I can make... The cool thing is now, dude, my show, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
That's awesome.
I can be like, I can bring out Jeff in a Borat suit. Mm. And you can walk on stage. Like, literally, you can do anything we want. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, it's cool.
I would love that. I would love trips on the books. And
yeah.
I know. I kind of want...
Skipping Coachella this year.
I know. And that kind of hit me because it was... I thought it was a tradition. But actually, let's say $5,000 each and skip it this time.
Yeah, it's expensive.
A little pricey. Maybe I can convince you for Burning Man.
Maybe if Riley comes back, we can make Coachella happen again. Yeah. But I want to do that. I love the bro trips. You know, I love love my wife, but also I love the trips. That's why I like Vegas. It's just like, you know, just us. It was cool. I want to go to a festival again or something like that. I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at your tour schedule and see what I can put on the books. And you're saying you're a maybe for Burning Man. This is be before you're actually married, so then anything's on the table.
That's right. That's right. Right.
One last time.
Oh my God. I want to go back to Burning Man. It's the best fucking thing. It's the best experience, man. Dope. I think that's good. I think that's good, right? I think we talk about sperm. We talk about AI. We got to wrap it. I want to see the sunset, you know, and be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to do that.
Let's go for dinner.
So guys, One more time, go to MarioAdrian.com right now to see me on tour. I'm coming all over America. Right, we're going to have a great time. Stay on Central, guys. Every single Wednesday, we have new episodes. Jeff, dope. That's
it. We love you guys from the heart. And I really love this.
I was making fakes. My wife is going to kill me. God, she just... Hold on a second here. God, where you been? I feel like Alfie. God, he's got this new fucking... Look at this figure.
What?
He's so fucking alpha, bro.
What is happening
to you? I want that beta back.
I was never beta, Jeff.
That's true, you were not.
Good. Okay, cool. Dope.